But according to the Drisha, that you shouldn't do this on the second night of Yantin Chutzpah because we're concerned that you might do Hachana from one day to the next. However, Tosfos says it's still mutter. Even on Yantif Sheni, since the candle itself, you're adding light right now, so therefore you're already considering preparing for the Yantif like we do on Friday. So we see that there's an Indian of lighting even on Yantif according to some before Yantif in order to fulfill Kavavah Shabbat. And that explains a major machlokas Rambam and Rashba by Nir Chanukah. The Rambam holds you can't light Nir Chanukah before, you must light before Shkia. And the Rashba says no, as long as the candles are burning at the right time, so you get the mitzvah. And in fact, that's what he brings his raya, Shabbos candles. Just like we light Shabbos candles before Shabbos, but they burn into Shabbos, so too by Nir Chanukah. So Rav Tertzin has been in Kuntaris Binyanei Chanukah, Megillah, says no, it's no raya. There's a big difference between Nir Shabbos and Nir Chanukah. Nir Chanukah, the mitzvah is a nifl after Shkia. But before then, there's no mitzvah at all to light. But Nir Shabbos, however, is quite different because of the Hachana of Kavod Shabbos. Lighting before Shabbos is not considered lighting early, but it's lighting in the proper time. And there's no mitzvah of Kavod, like Chanukah, to light before, so therefore you can't compare the mitzvah of Nir Shabbos with the mitzvah by Shabbos. It's okay to light early because that's the mitzvah. When it comes to Chanukah, so that's the yesod here, that there's Kavod and Oneg Shabbos, and therefore that's what Yerushalmi, you make the bracha on Kavod Shabbos, but the things that are done before Shabbos is Kavod, things done are Oneg. You get two aspects when you light the candles, and that's why on Yontif, some point out, you should also light early to fulfill Kavod, the Oneg Shabbos as well.